Hello and welcome to today's edition of the DVCA show. As we near round one of the 2025-26 season, we are speaking with River Gum captain Matthew Perry. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.
So last season was River Gum's first in the DVCA. How did the club as a whole go jumping over the road into an entirely new association?
It was good. It was a good change, something that we needed as a club, I thought. I think all sides made the finals except for the fours, but they missed out on percentage, which was good effort. But as a whole, everything about the new competition was really good. You know, the stand-wise, the way it was run, stuff like that. Even maybe a little bit of travel. It was a little bit of travel, but as a whole, like, the feedback's really good. And, everyone's really keen for this year now.
So we spoke early doors, yourself and Corey's now coaching at River Gum. The expectation that you had at the start of the season of wanting to be known as really strong competitors, and it seems to me a lot of the players I spoke to from Mash Shields talked about River Gum being really hard to play against on field.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on that, sort of play hard, but obviously always sort of have a beer off the field with our opponents and stuff like that. But obviously went all right last year. Obviously didn't quite get the chocolates, but we'll be looking to sort of go one better again this year.
So strong season for a couple of fellas in particular. So Jordan Bannister, Mash Shield Team of the Year, yourself in there as well as the Duckworth Turner for Best Player in Mash Shield. Was there anything different that made your season click last year?
I guess it was probably the first year that I'd given up the coaching.
Yep.
Corey obviously took over. That may have sort of eased a bit of a burden on me. I sort of had a lot more help around me, whereas sort of years gone by, I was sort of coaching and doing a lot of the selection and, you know, had four teams pretty much all on my shoulders, whereas last year we spread the load. You know, we had a chairman of selectors, we had a coach, and the other captain sort of chipped in. So I guess for me, I just had to sort of worry about my own game, and obviously game day, worry about my players. But I thought, yeah, sort of a bit more relaxed attitude for me probably helped. So that probably transformed into a good season. And obviously blokes like Jared Bannister had another good season. He's, you know, very consistent player. Last year we had a few others chipping in. We had a few injuries here and there and sort of derailed a few people's seasons fitness-wise. So like Paul Uncles and Gary Bell, they had good years off the bat, you know, averaging 30-plus, but missed some chunks of games. And obviously, I think the other one was Daniel Young, had a good year with the ball. We had a pretty good spread of the ball. And unfortunately, we didn't get the chocolates. Probably the one day we did fail for the bat was the last day. So
it was a very big upset in the grand final against Mernda. So chasing 143 on the second day, all out for, I think it was 81. What went wrong?
In finals, when you lose wickets in clumps, you fall behind the eight ball, and that's sort of what we did a couple of times. I think we got off a reasonably strong enough start, 15 or 20 if had a loss, and then we sort of lost, I think, like four wickets, a couple of runs. And once that happens in a final, you're sort of, you're on the back foot. It was sort of a thing of our year. I know it looked like we sort of won a lot of games comprehensively, but a lot of those two-day games, we were losing clumps of 2-3 wickets in a row.
Yep.
So that was sort of something we couldn't really get right. And that we're going to put a big emphasis on that this year where, you know, batting collapses, you just can't have them. You know, no matter what grade cricket you do, you just can't have them because the bowling team will just get on top of you. And as I said, in a final, cutthroat final, like it was a long way back. So, you know, a few blokes dug in, Corey dug in. A couple of other blokes dug in, but it just wasn't enough. So, yeah.
What's the mental shift when you're batting in a final?
I guess a lot of guys would think that, I mean, if it's a round three or four game and you're 4 for 10, you think, oh, you know, there's not as much pressure, there's always next week. But then, if you're in a cutthroat final and you're 4 for 20, I guess some brains tick over. Yep. You know, shit, we're in trouble here. Like, I don't know if it's a mindset thing or just a skill thing or a mixture. I mean, we should be used to it. I think we've, in our last 20 finals, we've only batted first four times or something like that. Some ridiculous record. It's probably more my part, losing the toss all the time. but we are, you know, and we should be getting better at that. But, you know, a couple of finals in the last few years were sort of lost wickets and clumps. And, you know, this year we're going to put a really big emphasis on that not happening. So.
Yep. So this season in Mass Shield, the landscape shifts slightly with the addition of old Ivanhoe and Keon Park. How's pre-season been going at River Gum?
Yep. Oh, it's been good. I think we've been getting 25-30+ each session. I know there's been sort of short, sharp sessions on a Tuesday night, and then there's in the open on a Saturday morning, been a bit bigger. numbers-wise, been really good. Club's in a great position. Like, senior numbers are picked up, almost pushing five sides.
Oh, fantastic.
And, yeah, just all across the board, all across the club, the juniors are flying. Like, we've got Blasters under nines, which could be two under nines, got two under 11s, under 13s, 15s, 17s. So the club's really booming at the moment. And I think half of that is, you know, sort of, as I mentioned earlier, coming across to the Don Valley, sort of freshen the place up,
yep.
new outlook. I thought it's bring some old people back through the door as well. So it's been good.
Fantastic. So the expansion from 14 to nearly five. So I assume we've still got four teams.
Yeah, still got four.
For seniors. Yep. Are the new players juniors who've come through, or are they recruits?
Bit of both. There's been a few recruits. We're trying to get, as most clubs would be, trying to get these 15, 16-year-olds into playing senior cricket.
Yeah.
I think last year towards the back end, we sort of got a few more doing that. This year we'll try. It's hard because these kids, you know, some of them play basketball and some of them are doing other stuff on Saturdays, and it's hard to get them there. We're just going to try and play as many kids as we can throughout every grade and see how they go.
Fantastic. Is there any recruits or any of the young players who you think we should keep an eye on this season?
We've got, I guess, in the first 11, we've got Daniel Sedgwick come across from Donis. He's a good opening bowler and a great bloke to have at the club. We've got another guy from East Coburg, James Gilmore's come across. He's a left-hand top-order bat. And we've got a couple of returning players. James Benici, who's won, you know, four ones premierships at our club. He's had a couple of years off. He's back. He's another left-hand bat.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, there's sort of a couple others. Johnny Mastro, who come back last year from playing subbies ones cricket, had a shoulder rico. So he played a couple of games of the twos last year, but he's had a full pre-season. He'll launch into this year. And I guess a few young guys, got Ben Lyons, who's a good leg spinner. He's played mostly threes last year, but I think he's about 16 now. He's had a big growth spurt as well. So he's one to watch. We're hoping to get a few ones games into him.
Yep.
He was playing a bit of cricket at Plenty Valley as well. And other young guys, probably Jude Caldwell, who's probably played a few rep games, I think, last year and stuff like that. He's a young keeper on the rise, so a couple to look out for.
As captain, how do you handle the young players at senior training, making sure they're getting the most out of their time with the senior group?
I guess just encourage them. You know, I guess some of these kids, they even at training, they can drop their heads pretty quickly. Like, yep. If they're bowling and they're getting hit around, or they're, you know, you see they're struggling in the nets, you sort of just got to get around them. I think at our club we've got quite a few leaders that can get to these kids and who they can look up to, and hopefully, you know, soon enough they can take our spots.
Well, round one up against Dennis. What are you expecting from your boys when you hit the ground running on Saturday?
I expect us to hit the ground running. Bit of enthusiasm, hopefully. I know round one's always pretty rusty. We might have a couple... We might not have our full-strength side, I'm not too sure yet, but no matter who we play with, we'll play for the same, you know, hard, tough edge on the field, and hopefully we can come away with the win. Dennis, won't be easy because they beat us in the T20 grand final last year. They got a couple of nice hitters and a couple of good all-rounders, so it'll be a nice challenge first up, and there's no easy games in this comp. So,
well, really, really strong season last year in your first year in the DBCA for Mass Shield. So best of luck this season, Matt.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Matt Perry joining us from the River Gum Cricket Club. Remember, more people, more cricket, more often.